The hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 15th of September, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And we've got lots to talk about. The newspapers are filled with stories, and so is our weekend, filled with stories. I want to remind you all of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition organized by Mr. Dennis Bethel, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago to win the prize. Four students, one from one of four districts, will be not even selected. The first person to get the correct answer from a particular district will be the winner. Four districts: New Providence, Grand Bahama, San Salvador, and the rest of the Family Islands. To win the prize, it's very simple. We need two pieces of information: the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death, death. To play the game, you call the show, we transfer you to the producer, you give the producer the information, the organizers will call you before end of day to let you know whether you submitted the correct answers. The prize pot is over $450 plus gift cards, prizes, and surprises from local and international donors. Again, the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition 2025. So the weekend was filled with news. Of course, we have the weather incident that took place on Friday night to talk about. And then a story here: Bahamas Aviation Climate and Severe Weather Network to invest $427 million in aviation weather safety. That's from the 10th of September in the Nassau Tribune. In the headlines, Davis points to successes after 4 years in power. Hannah Martin says there's a dire shortage of English teachers. Pintard, we're still in the dark over Grand Lucayan. Those are all Tribune stories. Andrew's plane crash doesn't bring any closure. Left in limbo, my boys, over my boys' deaths. Lots and lots of headlines. PM, government must be guided by faith and rooted in divine purpose. Deputy Commissioner defends police operation at Sandtrap after video goes viral. Pintard, 121 days later, Grand Bahamian still in the dark over Grand Lucayan deal. So there are lots and lots of headlines. I want to start with a story. I see you, caller. Give me a second. Jet ski incident claims the life of U.S. service member. This is a statement issued by the U.S. Embassy, Nassau. On Thursday, September 11th, 2025, U.S. Embassy Chargé d'Affaires Kimberly Furnish, along with officers from the U.S. Armed Forces, oversaw the solemn repatriation of the remains of active duty Alaska Air National Guard 2nd Lieutenant Robert Rosa. Lieutenant Rosa was killed while on vacation in Nassau in a jet ski related incident. Quote, "Our hearts are with Lieutenant Rosa's family and many friends and colleagues at Clair Space Force Station in Alaska," stated Chargé Furnish. The U.S. Embassy is working with the Bahamian government to address the persistence of deaths, injuries, and sexual assaults associated with the minimally regulated small watercraft industry. Personnel under U.S. Embassy authority are currently prohibited from renting or operating jet skis, and American visitors to the Bahamas are warned about the dangers of renting or operating a jet ski around New Providence and Paradise Island. For further information about the risks of jet skis and small watercraft, there is a travel advisory available on the State Department website. Sorry I missed you, caller. There's a follow-up to that story in today's. So a Guardian jet ski-related incident claims the life of U.S. service member. You can read it in today's Guardian, page 3. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I don't know what's happening. I'm sorry. You call back, caller. I can't hear you. Let's go. So, we have this very tragic and unfortunate incident that occurred last week. Very, very sad. Very, very sad. I want to link that to a couple of other related stories. I see I got a caller on the line, though. Let's go. Good morning, caller. Boy, not sure what's happening there. Look, caller. 1, 2, 3. It'll give us a second, caller. I'm not sure what's happening with the numbers, but please call. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, 242-300-5720. So I thought that's just an unbelievable story, especially after we see another story just September the 2nd. American man dead after jet ski collision in the Bahamas. This is ABC Online, 2nd of September. An American man died in the Bahamas after his jet ski crashed into a boat at sea, police said. So, it appears as if we're having an issue with traffic, with all kinds of traffic, air traffic, marine traffic, terrestrial, terrain traffic. We are having issues with all of the traffics. Is it a matter of a lack of enforcement? Have very dangerous, reckless cultures taken root on the water, in the air, on the ground, while nobody's been paying attention? I am going through today's Guardian, perhaps it may be in the Tribune, for the story about the three-car collision on Prince Charles last night. I didn't think it would make it to the newspaper, because some of these stories have not of late. Three-car collision on Prince Charles Drive. A three-car collision took place on PCD last night. The collision took place near Pindertile, and emergency medical services were summoned to the scene. At the time, police had not confirmed details of the incident or the injuries sustained in the collision. Let me tell y'all something about Prince Charles. Many of y'all should not be allowed to drive on it. Yeah. Because y'all have now started disregarding the roads and the lines in the road. Like they mean nothing. Y'all just act like they mean nothing. And then you do it with no turn signal. Like if you're going to veer into my lane, I assume for an important reason, you should use your turn signal so I should be aware. I'm scared to drive on Prince Charles with y'all. It's dangerous out there. And there are no police anywhere telling people things. Like, no, you can't turn off of Prince Charles onto that road. Remember that? Y'all remember that? Remember when they restructured all the roads? And on the southern side of Prince Charles, there are a number of roads where you can only enter Prince Charles. You're just turning into those corners now. And you're turning into them from the opposite side of the road. So it's not like you traveling westbound, and so you just turn in left into a road that you're not allowed to turn into. You're obstructing the eastbound traffic to turn right into a corner that you're not allowed to access from Prince Charles. And to the people who don't know what a turn lane is. And so there are two lanes in the road, and you decide you're going to turn right from the leftmost lane with no turn signal. And you're mad because traffic is not stopping to accommodate you. Did you not think that the lines in the road were there for a reason? And I could understand why you could possibly think that, because we are all around the place celebrating striping companies while the country is in the dire need of striping and signage everywhere, including the potholes. Let's go. Good morning, caller. Oh, boy. I'm not sure what's happening with the phone line. We're going to get it sorted out in a second. Caller, hold the line for me if you can. Here we go. I'm going to the next story. Police investigate traffic death in Exuma. Police are investigating a traffic fatality in the settlement of Ramsey, Exuma, after a man was found unresponsive near a utility pole yesterday. Shortly after 7:30 a.m., officers arrived at the scene and discovered the man lying on the ground with a motorcycle nearby. Emergency medical personnel examined him but found no signs of life. We say condolences. Condolences to this tragic fatality. And then we've got more stories. We've got Andrew's plane crash report doesn't bring any closure. The daughter of an 87-year-old man killed in last year's Andrew's plane crash says the final investigation report has brought no closure, only renewed grief and questions about accountability. You go on to page 3 in the article. There were concerns, and the subheading is proper planning could have prevented tragedy. In the air, in the sea, on the ground. Is it that a lack of enforcement consistent over decades has led to the entrenchment of a culture of recklessness in all three domains? I ain't gonna never forget the cut nail. I mean, I didn't even know Flamingo could fly that high. But a cut nail? Good morning, caller.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you. Good morning.
A godly day to you, of course.
Good. Thank you. Blessings.
You're welcome. Much the same. I hope your mommy doing all right.
I think so. I aggravate her all the time, but I think she good.
Wonderful. Give her my regards, okay?
I will do.
Wonderful. What I want is a couple of things I want to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, when government, the police, I should say,
mm-hmm.
when people get insulted and they go to the police,
mm-hmm.
the police don't know who they are. And the police, what the police needs to start doing, get somebody to investigate so the person that was assaulted would get the person, the people's name to take them to court. Because the thing is, people be insulted around here and it go just like that. It shouldn't be that, go just like that. And if the individual being insulted, if he or she were to retaliate, then they're going to get locked up.
I got
so
you.
So police got it, the commissioner of police got to up their game because they are joking. My other point is, right?
Mm-hmm.
The government should be keeping these streets clean, especially Spence Street of Mason Traditions. People live around here that doesn't have any toilet. And so what they does, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, they stuff right on people's premises and,
I got
you know, right at the gate and stuff like that. That is nasty. People, if somebody were to come to people to, who lives around here, they would inhale all that filth.
I got
and
you.
And that's not nice. These people around here are nasty. Something needs to be done.
I agree, Brayman. Let me put two solutions on the table for you quickly. So this is a community policing level, right? And it requires like a different level of policing than some of the training permits for, right? So you got two situations there. I'm going to suggest that at the constituency level, like we need a community policing, a community court, like a restorative justice kind of court to deal with community issues, right? At the same time, I feel you. If I am being told by the police, like it's a civil matter, right? how do I then gain the information I need to take it to court without the police's assistance, right? And could somebody at the very least guide community members through processes like that? So can constituency offices organize like legal aid clinics, right, within the community, like within pockets of the community, not at the whole constituency level, but break it down to smaller communities? And can we have some sort of restorative justice court policing system to deal with small things? The second thing, in terms of waste, right? Brayman, I feel you. This is not a problem that an individual in a community could solve by themselves, right? And if we have communities where we know that there are either outdoor toilet systems set up or there's just no indoor plumbing and people are left to their own devices, then you need community inspectors moving through, right, to ensure, like, for public health and safety. That's not unreasonable at all. It's because you already can identify the communities that are at risk of this behavior, yeah? So, Brayman, I hope that put these two solutions on the table, and I hope that somebody could pick them up and run with them. And go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, how you do?
I'm pretty good. You know, I pray to God that I would be able to live to see one day when we are governed by a systematic, concise national development plan and not from the frenzy and this hawk approach that we do it from their head, you know? But you were dead right, Aaron. Prince Charles is a dead trap, eh?
Yeah.
And I don't know why the life of me, why the authorities, you have the Ministry of Works, you have engineers who work in this area, and none, Aaron, can think about an easy access for you to get out of onto Prince Charles if you're leaving a business establishment. Don't be coming out of Boris Johnson. Mm-hmm. You'll be there for a long period of time. You don't have sufficient pedestrians. You don't have, I mean, technology right now could have these traffic lights work in sequence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it wouldn't create this bottleneck. But you'd be sitting there for a long period of time trying to get out, because cars are traveling on both sides of Prince Charles making 100 a cent. You could feel the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they're waiting for someone to get hurt seriously.
Oh, that's already happened. That ain't what they're waiting for, because that's already happened. Let's go to the producer. We go to the next call. You still there? We lost the caller. My apologies, caller. Something going on with the board, but we can work it out. We can work it out. So there's plenty things happening. I like how you use the example of Doris Johnson. You still there, caller? We can figure it out. It's a combination of things. It's driving behavior. It's the drivers, how they're driving. It is the way that the road is designed. And it is the lack of proper signage, right? And then there's a lack of enforcement. So Bahamians have started doing this thing, right? They're in their car. They're on Prince Charles. They're making 12 miles an hour. They have nowhere to go. Nothing to do. Don't bother them. Don't try go around them. Nothing. They have an assignment, and that assignment is to go nowhere slowly. As soon as they see a vehicle attempting to enter the roadway in front of them, they're going to speed up. They're going to speed up to prevent you from getting in front of them. Right? And then as soon as they get past you, they're going to drop their speed back down to 12 miles an hour. Because they don't have anything to do, and you should have planned your life properly. Because if you had anything to do, you wouldn't be on the road behind them. Right? Secondarily, in terms of the way that the road is planned, who's authorizing business licenses for businesses that have no parking? Who's authorizing business licenses for businesses that are in properties that used to be homes on Prince Charles, and now the only thing you could do to re-enter Prince Charles is to reverse into traffic? Where's town planning? Like you say, where's the plan? Where's the system? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Hey, Rita. Hey, about a year ago, right, I called the radio station, about a year to a year and a half ago, I called the radio station saying that I think that we should introduce crawl spaces and basements into houses because of the strange weather patterns, right?
Mm-hmm.
People actually scoff and really ridicule the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see how important it is, right? We are living from some very strange weather patterns. I think that we should do some in some areas, crawl spaces, because in Foxhill areas, you know, we have a lot of caves.
Okay, yeah.
So we should introduce some crawl spaces.
Okay.
And also, right?
Hold on. Let's go to there. So we would need the geologists, right, to identify which cave structures could be used, right? And then we would have to determine how many people could fit in it into it. And so you see what I'm saying? So for each area that there is a crawl space, a cavern system that could be used, right? We have to determine how many people could get into it and what an evacuation plan for that area would look like, right? How do we determine who goes where? And what do I do if I thought I could get safely to this particular cave shelter, but by the time I get there, it's full, right? I feel you. I appreciate the idea. The next thing is, do we have enough ground to get to build basements? And how many people would be able to construct a basement for their home?
That's why I said crawl spaces or basements.
No, right with you.
You're right.
Yeah. No, I just fleshing it out. Thank you very much. Oh, Prince Charles, go on.
Yeah, Prince Charles. People basically, if you won't die, you go in Prince Charles. I call that the suicide road. You only go there to die. That's the only way it can possibly happen. People can't drive. People just don't care.
Now, that's
people
what
drive a 1,000 miles an hour in Prince Charles.
Okay, so there's two things going on. You see, Prince Charles has four lanes, right? Two heading west, two heading east. Sometimes when you get to the light, you get three or four lanes, like Fox Hill Light. You get a left lane to turn left onto Fox Hill. The next lane is to go straight over Fox Hill to Prince Charles. The second lane is to go straight over Fox Hill to Prince Charles. The third, right? And then the fourth is the turn lane to turn right, south on to Fox Hill Road. You notice when you're approaching that light eastbound, the cars who are trying to turn right onto Fox Hill Road do not accommodate, right? Like, people don't think, I need to get as tightly into my lane, either to the left or to the right, as possible to enable other people to flow smoothly. So when the right turn lane light goes red, cars are blocked from proceeding east on Prince Charles in the lane next to them on the left, because the cars trying to turn right don't care, they're not accommodating this space, right? There's a lot of things happening on that road, they're happening on roads everywhere that could be improved with an improved driver focus. If drivers are actually focused on what they're doing in their car, we'd see improvements. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I miss you. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Oh.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing today? I was calling. I just want to say something to the persons who frequent walking every blessed morning that God opened your eyes
mm-hmm.
at Cable Beach Strip area.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I spoke about it. I spoke about people in the government about it, about the persons who frequent walking. People, if you are listening to me this morning, I live in Cable Beach area. Please, for God's sake, either put on a vest or clothes that are noticeable. Aaron, you got people walking in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, in dark clothes, in the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the government made a sidewalk for you guys to walk on.
No, man, the government built a sidewalk so that developer could have his employees put the car there.
But Aaron, I love my people. But sometimes our people got to think ahead, man, because if you walk in early in the morning, and, you know, Cable Beach has a lot of curves,
mm-hmm.
people coming around there, they see you. You ain't got on no vest. You ain't got on nothing bright that people could notice you.
Mm-hmm.
And they knock you. And you got some people would knock you down and go.
Yeah, they'll hit and run.
And Dan, would you say, oh, the people knocked on this woman, the people knocked on that man, because they didn't see you. Although they didn't see you and hit you and stop, they just didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope the people in Cable Beach that just go out to you guys, you know, just be safe, man. Just be safe, man. Let's not wait until something happens. Then we call the dogs who's, oh, someone got knocked down who's walking.
All it. And in the East, too. And in the East,
ma'am.
Too.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Yes,
thank you.
And then and people, you all look out for one another, man. It ain't all the depend on the government. You all, you know, some things I hear people call talk shows errant, they can do themselves, ma'am.
Absolutely. I agree.
You have a blessed day. You have a blessed day. Keep up the good work, Aaron.
Absolutely. If the sports center don't order two containers of what? Reflective stripy tape for people them clothes and geared away to all the running clubs and then set up a station every morning for a couple of weeks at the popular walk-in stations like Montague Beach and Goodman's Bay and all of them and give the people a piece of stripy, reflective-y, shiny tape to put on their clothing. Because, you know, we stopped teaching how to be a pedestrian in school. Y'all realize that, right? Y'all seeing the outcomes now? Oh, I could have a whole show about the dangers of not teaching how to be a pedestrian in school. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green.
Hi, good morning.
How you do this morning?
I good.
I want to go back to what Raymond was talking about.
Yeah.
I was in Nassau Village about 2-3 months ago. They had a little seminar thing by the new community center.
Mm-hmm.
And the Deputy Commissioner of Police, Corporal,
mm-hmm.
he was one of the people that give a presentation.
Okay.
What they want to do is, it won't be, I don't think it'll really be a court as such, but they have an urban renewal. If me and you are neighbors and we have a dispute mm-hmm. where you may have a boat in your yard, but the bow of the boat is over in my yard.
Yeah.
And I'm offended by that.
Yeah.
I should be able to go to them and they bring you in. This isn't somebody they got to look for. This is your yard. This
yeah.
is your boat. Put your boat in my yard.
Yeah.
See your boat is hanging over to my yard. And then they would sit before the officer which is in charge of the urban renewal or whatever. And then if they can't come to a conclusion with that between the two people and the officer, then they will take that to the court. A lot of things people go to court for don't really have to go to court.
Absolutely. And
you know, but what they were saying about it is that if it goes to court, whoever loses the case got to pay all the expense.
Yeah.
Now you have a chance to work it out as neighbor to neighbor. If your boat over in my yard and I want to do something to my yard, or if your the root of your tree digging up my
house.
Driveway.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your tree. That's your yard. We know that's your tree. We ain't got no five-figure old tree that is.
I got you. I bet you. The Catholic
yeah.
Church, I don't want to say they introduced, but they introduced this restorative justice practice here and have been looking at ways to model it in various sectors.
It's workable.
Yeah, man.
You know, once you, when the police see he can't handle it, then take it to the courts area, and whoever loses the case has to pay all the expense.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Thanking you. And
yeah.
Since you mentioned Nassau Village, I got to say good morning to Gabriella Simonette. Listen, you want to talk about a community stakeholder, right? Like you say, you don't have to rely on the police for everything. This is a woman who believed that. She's a member of the Nassau Village community as well. Good morning, Ms. Simonette. How you doing? She right there on the main strip, right there when you hit the T-junction and you turn right, coming from Soldier Road. Yeah, she right there. I got some texts here. Here's a text. The government also needs to construct. Oh, here we go. Ooh. The problem at Doris Johnson and most Prince Charles exits is persons trying to cross to the opposite lane across four lanes of traffic. The appropriate thing to do is to turn left with the traffic as you exit a corner, then turn around at a designated point. Typically, this is a U-turn lane. we don't have those, so you need to find an appropriate location that does not see you crossing four lanes. You are absolutely correct. Why would you try to force your way out? And then what you do, you inching out, your roadway isn't clear. You trying to force the cars to stop for you. The next lane is blind. The two lanes heading in the opposite direction aren't even paying attention to you because they don't expect you to be doing foolishness. And then, of course, you're right. There is turnaround point, right? There's no clearly set space to make that U-turn, but you are correct. That is the safest thing to do. The text continues, the government also needs to construct a barrier as you exit Marathon North. Persons are blocking up traffic, trying to make illegal U-turns into Marathon Estates on the right. Listen, that whole section right there. Is there a song producer? If I could, I'd take my belt off and start beating people. Because it's pure intentional recklessness and obstruction. The people coming out of what that is Marathon Estates, and they want to get into the turn lane to turn into the mall, they block the whole two and three lanes of traffic. They don't care. And in fact, I was there the other day as I had to watch a police officer ignore it. They didn't have an emergency, because if they had an emergency, they would have had their lights and sirens on. That's not. They just tiptoed their bicycle through the miasma, right, and refused to even give the drivers a warning about their behavior, right? It's like you're on a motorcycle. They use a traffic cop. I mean, all officers are traffic cops, you know. Every single one of them is a traffic cop, because that's what they told us. But that whole section there, and then the barriers, you see they put those sticks in the road to prevent people from making U-turns, but they make U-turns anyway. My most favorite time of the day is a Sunday morning just after church when I watch the people in their church clothes break the law. It's my most favorite part of the day. Because as y'all drop in the rankings, maybe I can go up in the rankings. You know, you all do what you want to do. Producer, let's prep that caller. Here's a text. Ooh. Aaron, since we're talking about sanitation, why are women allowed to throw feminine hygiene products in the general garbage and not a biohazard receptacle? This is a major biohazard to pets and kids. This isn't normal garbage. Texter, are you okay? No, for real. Are you? If y'all know this texter, if they're familiar to you by the tone of their words, would you reach out to them and make sure that they're okay? They seem to be. And that's how I feel when I see some of y'all driving. My first response is to see whether you're having a medical emergency. Here's another text. I just saw trash bags that were opened by dogs and feminine hygiene products are all over the road. Can you encourage women to properly dispose of these biohazard materials? Can you encourage people to properly maintain their dogs? There's a law about that. There's a law about that. Could you encourage property owners to construct proper garbage storage facilities on their property? There's also a law about that, right? And you know, the people who are contracted to pick up trash from multi-unit buildings? There's a contract about that. Could you encourage them to do that properly as well? If anybody ever wants to know why are women so concerned, this is it right here. This is it right here. There's some people who would dare to tell you that the waste that your body naturally produces a biohazard. It's another caller. I am a jogger and we jog because it's easier on our joints as a sidewalk. Okay, so what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to lob it to make running track. Because it's called a sidewalk, because that's where not in cars supposed to be. That's the simple part of it, right? Like, I could appreciate the argument about joints and knees, but we've fallen to the place of ridiculousness. The sidewalk is for the people who are using their feet. That's all. Y'all are dumbing this whole country down because of your feet and your bad attitudes. Sidewalks are for people who are using their feet. The road is for people using cars. If you want a safe surface to run on, lobby the government to make running tracks on the sidewalk. Like you see Coral Harbor? Y'all see Coral Harbor? And I don't know if that's the western side, the main Coral Harbor Road. They got this, it look like an access road. That's not for cars. That's for people to run. So there's already an example of it in your own country. But stop, oh, just in case y'all didn't realize, the person who was talking about the feminine hygiene product, that's the same place in here. The road is for cars and motor vehicles, and the sidewalk is for the people using their feet or mobility aids, like motorized wheelchairs, okay? If we're going to compromise, then the runners have to compromise. And the runners have to make themselves safe. Light clothing and reflective tape. And what the runners need to do is they need to lobby with the government to remove the VAT and duty on all running aids, anything that is intended to keep runners safe. We're all just going to dumb this country right continually because of your feelings. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Cuz.
How you doing?
I'm doing. How you doing?
I good.
You know, I had to call when you were talking about the traffic, especially there at the Marathon area.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, I was trying to get through before with you. I said you saw the police. Like you, I also saw the police. These were in a car, and they were behind the person that was making the illegal U-turn.
Mm-hmm.
And you should see me clapping and say, aha, gotcha. Troublemakers. Troublemakers watched them, waited until he had an opportunity to go about his business.
Yep.
Not one word. Ma'am. Not even the two, the sirens. But what I saw, too, that I liked last week mm-hmm. was Prince Charles Soldier Road, like they're ready to box you in.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Charles blocks Soldier Road in,
mm-hmm.
you know, every morning. Went to school time.
Mm-hmm.
And the other morning I was there, traffic ticked, and there was a police car on the north side of the red light, police car on the light. And would you believe all of a sudden the drivers on Prince Charles realized that they're supposed to block the road?
Yep.
Their light on green, they refused to move. They leave that space wide open.
Let me tell you something, cousin. You know why I can change my life from Christ to crime? You see the intersection, Prince Charles Soldier Road, Bernard Road, Village Road, Soldier Road, Wolf Road, right?
Mm.
They put the one yellow box inside there, right? Remember the yellow box?
Yeah, I mean, that's COVID box, I call it, because it came, I guess, during COVID, it disappeared after COVID.
That's right. So, when you get to the red light at any of the stops at the intersection, right, there's a big, thick white line. That's the line where you're supposed to stop, the big, thick, white line. You see the little metal, and then in front of that, you got two rows. You got two lines of, like, these little metal things in the road.
Yeah.
And it creates a channel, like a channel. That's mm-hmm. the pedestrian crossing. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
when a car approaches the light, they're supposed to stop behind the white, thick line. If a car proceeds over that white, thick line at a red light, that's $250. Okay, that's $250. Mm-hmm. Now, if at a red light your car is in the yellow box, a part of your car, the tire, the front tire, just the lip of the bumper, if any part of your car is in that yellow box, that's a $500 fine. So every day when I'm at an intersection, I could count over $2,000 worth of fines waiting to be collected by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. At almost any intersection, you know, if you cross your car over that big, thick white line, that's an offense and there's a fine, and that fine is $250.
But that's the same thing we've been saying for a while now, Aaron. The laws are there, but they are not being carried out. And the persons who are responsible to carry out the laws, in most cases, you find they are the ones breaking the laws.
You
understand me? Yeah, what I told you.
Yes,
ma'am. The police car was only there, sitting on the light, waiting to cross like everybody else. And only just the sight of that car alone made people realize the rules.
Listen, I get it now. You remember when your Grammy looked like she was going to cuss everybody in the house out? You ever had a situation where you walk into a room and you realize your Grammy is getting ready to fling people?
Mm-hmm.
Every day in my car, I feel like Grammy. I just want to get out and fling cars because it is just rank. It is just rank disregard for law and order and common sense. But that's not the part that wants that causes me to want to fling cars in the road like Grammy. The part that upsets me is that y'all be doing this foolishness with your children in the car. And then you turn around and blame the young people for all that is wrong in this country. That's the part that makes me want to pick up whole cars and throw it to the orphanage because you and your whole family need to get adopted into common sense.
Well, I guess we need to change that word because it's no longer common.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Thank you, cousin. I got another caller, and though I got some more texts here, I got about 7 texts here. I can read all of these. Thank you, cousin. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron.
Hi.
I love your show. I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, we seem to have people who are on the road, and they really shouldn't be driving on the streets of New Providence. And it's kind of a difficult decision to have to make, but, you know, if you're not aware of the road, you know, you just don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people here find themselves in that rush, and they just don't know it. You don't realize that these people do set a death trap for you because you have 3 lanes that go right into one, sometimes 2 lanes going into one, and you're moving at such a speed where it's like to make a decision, you really have to be a pilot trained.
And nobody wants to use their turn signal to give you an indicator of what they're going to do. Like, if you're going to break the law and risk my life, you don't want to give me an indicator so I can begin moderating my driving now?
Yeah, well, you see, I would like to compare that behavior to the impure and contaminated mind of someone who believes that menstruation is toxic.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I know you'd like that one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Absolutely. Pardon me. Thank you, caller. I got another call. Let's see if I can get you in quickly, caller. Let's see. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Ms. Green. Hey. The turning signal. Well, when they import cars in the Bahamas, they might as well just take out the turning signal because that's only wasting space in the car.
Yeah.
People don't use them things no more.
And it's just amazing. And I want you to know, this is the particular example. This is the thing that convinced me of this, right? Bahamians are intentionally not using their turn signals. They don't want you to know what they're doing. And I can tell you why, right? We are kind of abusive sometimes in this country. We'll take advantage of anything. And while we don't, while we can acknowledge enslaving people like for physical labor, we don't ever really talk about how we attempt to use people for intellectual labor, right? I want you, you notice you're in a line of traffic and I see a way, I know, okay, I can see that a space is going to open up in the next lane and I can change lanes in advance ahead of this traffic, right? And as soon as I turn, as soon as I put on my turn signal, the car in front of me sees my turn signal, realizes that, oh, wait, I'm driving a car. And they proceed in the same space that you were going to go into without a turn signal. Right?
That's good.
I understand why people stop using it, right? But that's not the actual adult response to what you're experiencing on the road.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
You have to be a special type of stupid not to use your turn signal.
I just saying, thank you very much.
I ain't chopping iron.
Yeah, because why would I hire you? I'd be honest with you, I'd be on the road. I don't have any money, you know, so it's kind of hypothetical all the time, right? But the point is, why would I hire you to do a job for me in my house or on my car if you don't use turn signals? That's a clear indicator of a lack of sense. Here's a text. Good morning, Miss Green. Traffic. My opinion, there's a lot of no care and attention to operating said vehicles, cars, jet skis, boats, and the like. Prince Charles and Robinson Road from about the mall area to Fox Hill Road is a danger zone, yes. Not sure about the striping company. Streets lack proper markings and stripes. They teach you how to be a pedestrian from 1975. Yeah, they're like... But we in 2025. I agree with you. It's everything has changed. As if you want to run, there's a place named Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. I think, look here, see, here's what I'm saying. We could accommodate the concerns about runners, right, on the physical health and the joints. We could accommodate that, but nobody can tell me that the road is for runners. The road is for cars. Sidewalks are for runners, and then we build spaces to accommodate runners. Here's another text. Aaron, what really upsets me is during heavy rains and severe flooding, vehicles speed through splashing water over pedestrians and vehicle windshields, oftentimes blinding you for a few seconds. They are so discourteous. Okay, here's a why. You ever been in a car with like a foot and a half of standing water, and then the car in front of you just stop altogether, and the wake of all the cars wash up under your car and flood your car out? What surprises me is that the Bahamas been here for millions of years. I mean, maybe not because rising sea levels and all of that. But here and gone and here and back. But the point is, we've been here forever. It's been wet forever. It get floody forever. Y'all didn't think you have to drive in the rain? Because here's the thing. When visibility is reduced to the point where you can't see properly, you're supposed to park your car and put on your hazard lights. Not in the middle of the road, you know. But you're going to try and make your way safely to the side of the road as quickly as possible and park it with your hazard lights on and wait until your visibility increases. You're not supposed to crawl at 4 miles an hour up the road because you can't see and the fogger in your car ain't wake. The defogger's not working. You're not supposed to crawl at 4 miles an hour for 3 inches of water in the road. We're supposed to be teaching people how to drive with these conditions because they are normal and regular conditions. You know, some of y'all drive your car like it could break down if it get touched by water. Here's a text. Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for the show. Oh, yeah. Yep. I will do. Here's a text. Aaron, I strongly suggest the government give you an occupation as an environment, traffic, and safety consultant. You have excellent ideas in those areas. Listen, I mean, I need a job. First of all, let the universe know you want to give me a well-paying job attached to a great, exciting career. I'll take it. But what the government needs to do is to create think tanks devoid of political culture and interference, rich with incentives, right? Educational opportunities, cash incentives, opportunities to bring your idea to fruition. Because this, the breadth of this place is blown great ideas. Here's another text. Persons also driving, Aaron, with high beams. It's unless dipping your lights to them. Okay, some of these new cars have these LED lights, these bright, bright lights. There's no kind of dipping them. However, there is an issue with whether the lights are installed properly once they're brought into the country, right? Because your lights have to be installed depending on what side of the road you drive on. Again, this is a whole nother department. This is a whole nother business. This is a whole nother thing that could be easily dealt with. Here's another text. Hi, Aaron. It's a little known fact that cars exported to the Bahamas are no longer equipped with turning signals. I thought somebody was thiefing them and then like selling them back. Like how we brought in a car for $2,000 with $5,000 worth of rims on it. For real. We were stunned. And then the car didn't come with the rims. Kind of like that. Here's a text. Stop teaching. Oh, the text said, yeah, they stopped teaching how to be a pedestrian from 1975. Here's another text. No text. You can't remind my guests anything of the nature of menstrual blood. We understand what it is. We also understand that it is a natural human function that occurs among women and people who have wombs. And because of that, what we're going to do is we're going to devise systems to properly deal with said waste. Would you think we're going to go back to places like Nepal where they put people in red huts? And they put people in tents? Because they're on their cycle. We could do that, but it'll be the men. When women are on their cycles, the men have to go and find a hut, a cave, a shelter to stay in so as to keep the house clean. Because maybe it's the men that are unclean at this time. But since you put the idea out there, producer, I come in right now. Here we go. Blessings, Lady Green, Chikchani Queen. Please be certain to read my entire text concerning those runners who need to wear light color clothing and or reflectors. How about we fill the middle of these sidewalks with a light colored asphalt that is easier on the runners' knees, as they keep saying. Yes, I with you. That's what I was saying. It's easier on their knees, as they keep saying. Coral Harbor have a thing that could work. A thing that could work. Last text, good morning, Aaron. It's unfortunately not possible to pull on the side of roads with sidewalks 6 inches tall inside areas. Some is, I got you. Planning, town planning, road planning. We can get it together. We need the systems to work properly. We need it to be open so everybody could contribute to them, because everybody has something of value to contribute to the system. Thank you, callers. Thank you, texters. You guys have a great day, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Parents, don't ignore your children's dreams. 37, Joseph shared his dreams, and though his father dismissed them, those very dreams revealed his destiny. God is still speaking to children today, even in their sleep. And as parents, we must listen, cover, and nurture. That's why I created the Children's Dream Journal. Help you capture, protect what God is revealing to your kids. You can purchase your copy now on Amazon or join my book signing Saturday, September 20th at 2 p.m. We'll be at Template located on Jerome Avenue. This event is sponsored by CT Management, Template, Bahama Odds and Ends, Big Party World, and Job 3314 Dreamer. Let's guard the destiny in our children's
dreams. For fast, simple printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.